Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
I was afraid and I hid from you. Genesis 3 verse 10. We tend to think that successful people are exempt from fear. Nothing could be further from the truth. Every generation in history has experienced fear. The first person God created was Adam, and the first recorded words Adam spoke were these: I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Fear is genetic. It's a part of human nature. Studies confirm that our seven greatest areas of fear are these: finances, health, career concerns, parenting struggles, family relationships, accomplishing personal goals, and death. Now, some of those areas might not affect you yet, but others will. Fear can be a destructive force in your life. One of the old English words for fear means sudden attack. It's akin to an old German word for fear, which means ambush or snare. That's what fear does. It attacks us and takes us captive. So what's the answer? Faith in God. Fear weakens, but faith strengthens. Fear imprisons, but faith frees. Fear paralyzes, but faith empowers. Fear disheartens, but faith encourages. Fear sickens, but faith heals. It's been said that the words "fear not" are recorded in Scripture 366 different times. If that's so, God has given us "fear not" for every day of the year and one for leap year. And here's one of them. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 1. Today, God is with you and He promises to strengthen you and guide you in every situation you face.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.